Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Max.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, the distinguished fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis. But we first knew him when he was president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, which is one of the 12 banks that are part of the Fed organization. He was a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, famously a member of that group, and which is one of the most powerful groups, one of the most powerful meetings on the planet. And for a long time now, almost 13 years, he's been a great member of our brain trust, and we're very happy about that. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And, Bob, the Federal Reserve Board, the FOMC, is meeting yesterday and today. And I remember back in the day when you were still a member of that group, and you would join us in mid-cycle when you could actually talk about you could say as much as you possibly could about what was going on. I remember I would be doing a FedWatch show with somebody, because you'd be in the meeting, but I'd be doing a FedWatch show with somebody, and there would be a great deal of anticipation about what the Fed was going to do. Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to lower rates? What are they going to do? And the stock market hung on that decision, and the world watched. And today, not much of that going on, is there?
Well, the emphasis has sort of shifted from what they're going to do, which is usually nothing, to what they're going to say. And people hang on the nuances of the language now and try to read something into the way they word their statement.
But the bottom line is their interest rates are near zero. The prime rate the Fed funds rate is near zero, basically zero. They can't go down anymore. The economy is still sucking so much wind that they can't really go up now. So that's really off the table. And so isn't I know that you're saying what they're saying, you know, will have something to do, but nobody thinks they're going to raise rates anytime soon. They've already forecasted that they were going to telegraph, I should say, that they're going to keep rates accommodative for a long time. Yeah. So isn't the only thing what they're going to do with the money supply?
Yeah, that may be true, but that's the most important thing, more important than interest rates. One interesting wrinkle, though, is that traditionally the Fed has been able to keep short-term rates where it wants them, but under Operation Twist in the last few months, it's actually depressed longer-term rates. And I think the big question at this meeting that's going on now is what they're going to do about Operation Twist when it expires in June, whether mm-hmm. they're going to continue.
Remind the audience remind us what Operation Twist is.
Twist the interest rate structure, the yield curve, push the long rates down relative to the short rates. And the way they do that is to sell short-term treasuries and buy long-term treasuries, sort of lengthen the maturity of their portfolio.
Okay, and what is the benefit of that? What's the strategy in doing that?
Well, the idea is that longer-term rates are more relevant to corporate borrowing and economic growth, and mortgage rates are off them. They can only do that, though, as long as the market believes they can do it, as long as they have credibility. If the bond vigilantes decide that growth is either too strong or inflation is too likely, they'll push up long-term rates over the Fed.
There'll be failed auctions at those other prices, won't there?
Yes.
And the prices, the interest rates will have to go up. But what you're saying is, until the bond vigilantes get involved, Mortgage rates will stay down. Companies will be able to borrow money at a more accommodative rate, and that'll be good for the economy, right?
Well, that's the idea. Of course, as you're probably going to get around to, there's the negative side of that, and that is that in the effort to help the spenders and the investors, it harms the savers,
right.
The people with
that's right.
safe balances in banks and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing I want to get around to in the next segment is I want you to give us your perspective in the next segment on what the threat of inflation is for us coming up, because I'm concerned that it's significant, and we'll do that after these messages. Right back with Bob McTeer. That's BobMcTeer.com if you want to check out his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. It's 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.